set on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This August 21st, 2025 edition on this Thursday. Continuing with this back and forth banter where the Democrat senators, Majority Leader Winnie Brinks and other senators get a little press gaggle, blaming, pointing fingers to the Speaker of the House, Matt Hall. Again, later he told reporters, Hall did, the Republican Speaker, imagine if the Democrats spent this much time negotiating a deal as they are trying to do to assign blame to me. Well, later in the day, Hall told reporters on the floor of the House that he was going to put up Senate Bill 70 on the board for a vote to demonstrate that the standstill between the Senate and the House is officially over. Senator Joseph Bellino Jr., Republican from Monroe, his Memorial Highway bill passed 100-0 after Hall said last week that the reason the Senate bills aren't being taken up in the House is because they aren't ready to go yet. Hall identified this bill as the most ready to go, and that's why it got the first vote. Furthermore, Moss spoke, the Democrat senator, spoke about Senate bills 1 and 2. The latest iteration of bills requiring the governor's office and legislators to respond to Freedom of Information Act requests. Here's a list of House Republicans who have voted on these bills in the past. Timothy Bassan of Bay City, Ann Bowen of Brighton, Ken Borton of Gaylord, even Steve Cara from Three Rivers. Well, Moss said Steve Cara actually voted for a bill that should be given a Nobel Peace Prize for getting Steve Cara to vote on a bill. Even Greg Markkanen from the UP up in Hancock and David Martin from Davison. Here's the thing, Moss said. I don't even know who Dave Martin is, but Dave, call me. We can work together on bipartisan bills. But then Moss quipped, specifically naming my state representative John Roth, Bradley Slag of Zeeland, Mark Tisdale of Rochester, Greg Van Workum of Norton Shores, Pauline Wenzel, as well as Doug Wozniak. Senator Moss asked a very simple question. Where the hell are these people? You know, this is getting to be pretty interesting how now the Senate Democrats are going very aggressive at calling out House Republicans. The bills being introduced and brought up for a House vote, well, according to Speaker Hall, signifies that the standstill is over. Now they're going to get back to some serious negotiating on the budget. We're going to take a short break. A word from our sponsors. Jonathan Deek, Institute for Family Justice. He's got an interesting story. We'll talk with him right after this break.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. Joining us on the line right now is Jonathan Deek. He is the founder, chairman of the nonprofit Institute for Family Justice. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, Randy.
One of the things that you have sent to me and I've looked at is this is not just a problem dealing with divorce, family court, friend of the court, parents fighting over custody with their over their children, not just here in Michigan, but it's happening in other states as well. And you sent me a link to a website as well as some information about even what's happening in St. Louis County, Missouri. Explain to the audience what's going on there in the state of Missouri.
Yeah, what happened was there was a father there who was a very prominent lawyer at a very prestigious law firm. And he found out about the corruption that was happening inside of the family court because he's a very experienced, very well-versed lawyer. And when he started exposing it and bringing up these things that the family court was doing that were against court procedure, against the laws, and against the Constitution, they immediately conspired against him to deprive him access to his children. He went from 50-50 custody with his children to one overnight a week, and now they're trying to remove even that, or not one a week, one a month, and now they're even trying to remove that single overnight a month in retaliation for him exposing their illegal actions.
Well, point of clarification, this attorney had been divorced, 50-50 custody of the children, visitation, everything was going fine until he started exposing the corruption within the family court system, not necessarily his case or just in general. What was he actually exposing?
I believe the first thing he exposed was illegal ex parte communication. And that's where a judge has communication with somebody about the case that is not done in the open record inside of the courtroom. It's these closed door meetings that people are so worried about, where they talk to people behind their backs, whether they're at a dinner someplace or whatever it may be, where they're talking about cases and deciding the outcome outside of the courtroom. And so he found out they were having ex parte communication, which is illegal. And he exposed the communication, and they immediately retaliated against him for it.
Against him personally, who had been divorced, everything was going fine. They had their 50-50 custody, they had visitation, everything was going fine until he started exposing this, and then they literally changed his custody?
Correct.
And then out of clear blue, they even change the visitation schedule.
Well, that's part of it. So there's two types of custody. There's legal custody and physical custody. What we're talking about is physical custody. That's the time you actually get to spend with your children. He has two teenage boys. They need their dad very much, going through puberty, learning how to be a man, be to govern their emotions, be able to govern all these hormones that they're going through. And now they are losing that access over this.
Now, one thing that I question is because of this, because of them doing this to him, does that not only give him more fire, more ammunition to use against them in court?
Yeah, so he actually, because he didn't want any blowback against his law firm, he took a leave of this law firm. He was a partner of a top 100 law firm representing Fortune 200 companies. He took a leave from his law firm, and now he is filing a RICO suit against the family court, the judge, the guardian ad litem in St. Louis.
Now, RICO, usually when I hear that word, I immediately think of the mafia, I think of gangsters, I think of, you know, racketeering, money laundering, you know, tax evasion, all that kind of stuff. Is that basically the reason why he's choosing to use the RICO Act?
Yeah, so the RICO is specifically when two or more people conspire to deprive people of their rights or their liberty or their money, right? And these people, two or more people are conspiring, they're working together in cahoots to take away this guy's access to his children. That fits the definition of RICO. This is absolutely a RICO case.
Wow, this is amazing. Now, RICO, that would be filed at the federal court. That's not going to be held at the state court, correct?
That really depends. There's state and federal RICO clauses. And so you have a diversity of jurisdiction issue. And you actually, depending on the case, you could pick and choose the most favorable jurisdiction. Generally, the government will want to, if you file in state court, generally government actors will want to remove the case from state court to federal court because federal courts have been far more lenient in granting qualified and absolute immunity than state court have. And so the government, local state government officials or county government officials love to remove cases to federal court where they get heightened protections of this immunity doctrine, which is absolutely mind-boggling. You know, the fifth provision of the First Amendment of the United States of America, the Constitution, states that we have the ability to redress our government for grievances. And to redress your government for grievances means you hurt me. I want you to resolve this matter where you hurt me. How do you do that in America? You file a court case, right? And if you can't file a court case against your government to redress the grievance you have against them to make yourself whole, this whole idea of this absolute immunity, qualified immunity, is ludicrous because it's contrary to the First Amendment. We didn't have that when the courts were first created. This was a judicially created doctrine that happened later on in this country when the court started protecting itself from the people, which is very, very unfortunate.
Now, on that point, was that done by simply a judicial rule, or was there actually statute legislation, compiled laws that were actually passed legislatively, signed by a president or a governor, if you know, was those simply rules?
This was just a court order, a court opinion. This was an order from a judge. This was not enacted by the people. This was not enacted by the legislature. This was not signed by a governor. This was not signed by a president. This was a court created doctrine. The courts did this of their own accord to protect themselves from the people.
Where do you see this case going based on what he's filed? Have you been able to read his brief as far as what he wrote, how he filed it?
I've been reading some of his briefs. He's got multiple filings. I was only alerted to this case last night, so I started reading all of his filings this morning. I reached out to him to talk about what the Institute could do to work with him on this matter, you know, and so I'm trying to contact him to see how we can work together on this. And, you know, I'll be going through every one of his pleadings with a fine-tooth comb.
Unbelievable. And then I wonder, based on his filings of his briefs, do you think this would be information that could be possibly used here in the state of Michigan?
Absolutely. His filings, written by a very good lawyer, can just be turned into a template that can be recreated here and will be disseminated on our website to anybody that wants to call in for help.
Okay, very good. Now, one thing that people have been listening to our discussions every Thursday, we have Jonathan on from 10:15 to 10:30, is because I've said this before, almost every interview, I have to put this out there. People are asking me, well, Randy, why are you, you know, having Jonathan on? Why are you guys talking about this kind of stuff? I've been doing this radio show, folks, since April of 2012. This past April, we've been on the radio on this microphone for 13 years. And a lot of times people reach out to me and ask me for help, suggest, you know, guidance, where they can go, who they can call, all kinds of issues. We've dealt with unemployment insurance. We've dealt with catastrophic car accident victims. We've gotten all kinds of people contacting us after the show. These solar panel projects, wind turbine projects. I mean, the vast array of different topics has been coming to me for years. And one of them, on a reoccurring basis, Jonathan, is always having to deal with friend of the court, family court, going through a divorce. You know, who do you think I should call? Who's an attorney I should call? And so this is basically the reason why I reached out to you and said, hey, we need to start doing this on a regular basis. And this is why we have you on the show, and this is why we want people to reach out to you when they have these issues, when they have these problems, and seek some advice, some information, basically guidance where you can tell them where to go. Explain for the last couple of minutes we have left here, basically the mission statement and basically the direction you're taking this Institute for Family Justice.
Yeah, our mission statement is to ensure equal custody rights for parents and children, because children should not have to lose. And our goal is to make 50-50 the standard for children to have a relationship with their parents. We want to change the way the family court operates, because in Michigan, they really just have their standard parenting time plan in Emmett County. It's just a weekend visitation schedule, and that's not good for children. Children need meaningful time with both parents, which means 50-50. And so our goal is to reform the way the family court operates, to bring it back in line with the Constitution, to restore the rights to trial by jury, the rights to representation, all these great things that built our country to a great country that it used to be, until the court started going wayward and started really whittling away at our country through its children, right? Our children is society's most vital asset. And if our children are being, their lives are being destroyed because their parents are being taken out of their lives by a predatory court system that profits off their cheers, we're not going to have any children left to have a society later on. Who's going to be able to take care of the elderly? Who's going to keep fulfilling the jobs? Who's going to keep making America great by moving it forward if we don't have children to fill those roles, right? And so we have to protect our most vital asset, which is our children. We cannot let the tears of our children be continually turned into profit for unfortunately unscrupulous, greedy court officials or lawyers or support staff for the court, because it's a very, very profitable industry. The entire divorce court, family court industry is more profitable than the NFL. If you divide the amount of money that's spent on divorce lawyers and family court lawyers by the number of children we have, it's like a $400 price tag on every child in America every single year to these lawyers. It's absolutely astronomical the amount of money that's being spent here. You know, and so what we really have to do is we have to change the way the family court operates to bring it in line with the Constitution, so we defend our children from predators that only want to profit off of their demise.
Well, I'm going to give out the website. It's the letter I, number 4, FJ.com, Institute for Family Justice. I, the number 4, FJ.com is the website. There you will find the complete layout of the structure of the organization, as well as the phone number, 231-330-6825. Again, 231-330-6825. They also have a mailing address there. You can donate online, or you can even mail them a check. This is a nonprofit organization, basically providing information, accurate information, and telling people where to go, where to look up, and also even attorney referrals. So this is something ultimately that they're working on. Jonathan, you are adding attorneys as references, as referrals for folks to be able to call here in the state of Michigan?
Yeah, as soon as I find some ones in Michigan that are able to and want to, I've called a couple, haven't gotten any calls back, but I'm trying to build out a Rolodex of good litigators in Michigan. I have some in some other states. I've got several attorneys depending on the state that you're in, but I haven't found anybody in this northern Michigan area, and I have been looking because parents have been reaching out to me looking for somebody to recommend, and right now I don't have anyone that I can recommend yet, but I am looking. So if you're an attorney and you're in family court, give me a call and let's have a meeting, you know, because I need to add some people to my Rolodex.
Absolutely. Very good. Well, listen, I have created a file system in my phone. If you text me family, just the word family, I'll send you the contact information as well as their website. So, Jonathan, thank you very much for the update. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Randy. Have a great day.
You as well, sir. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.